We're going to learn Simen Yud of Sefer Eretz HaTzvi. Simen Yud of Sefer Eretz HaTzvi relates to the distinction between the time when one can fulfill a mitzvah and the time when the mitzvah is relevant. What does that mean, the difference between when one can fulfill a mitzvah and when a mitzvah is relevant? So it starts with the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah and Daf Lam Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Sukkah discusses what if niktam rosho va'olso bo tamara. You have a hadas, the top of the hadas gets cut off, gets chopped off, that would passel it, but then also bo tamara, something grows at the top to fill it in, that would then make it kosher again. So that's kosher. Boi Rabbi Yirmiya, niktam rosho me'erev yom tov. What if it gets chopped at the top on erev yom tov, and then only on yantiv it's also bo tamara, it fills itself in. So when yantiv started, it was passel. This is the sugya called dichui. Yesh dichui etzel mitzvos or ein dichui etzel mitzvos. At the time that the mitzvah started, it was possible. So do we say that it is nidche, it is therefore disqualified? Or do we say that no, ein dichui etzel mitzvos, just because it was nidche then, but now it's chazer v'nira, it came back and it's ra'oi again because it was also about tamara. Now, Rashi over there, the Gemara over there is clear that the issue and the machlokas, whether yesh dichui or ein dichui, is only if it was originally kasher, then became possible, then came back. But if it was nidche me'ikaro, then for sure ain't dichui etzel mitzvos. Meaning if it started out as pasul and then became kosher, then everyone would agree that it is perfectly kosher. The mashal I've given many times, you might recall, to this notion is, what if you have a basketball team in a high school, let's say. So there's a student in the school that was in the school at the beginning of the year. He tried out for the team. He was not good enough. He didn't make the team, right? He got cut. And then, in middle of the year, high school student grows 6 inches, practices a lot, cuts every class to practice his basketball. He's a much, much better player in the middle of the year. Do they just throw him on the team? No, they don't. He didn't make the team. He was ra'oi to make the team at the beginning. He got cut. He was nidche. So that's it. Once he's nira v'nidche, he was rejected. But what if you have a kid who transfers in from another school? In the middle of the year, he transfers in from another school, and now he was on the bat. He was the captain of the team in the other school. For some reason, at least in my experience in high school, they throw that kid right on the team. They put him right on the team. Why? Because he was never cut. He was never disqualified from the team. So it was that's what we would call where it was dichui meikara. He was never nira v'nidche. He was never appropriate and then pushed away. He never had the opportunity before. He just wasn't part of the school and then he came in. That's the notion. That's the chiluk between nira v'nidche versus dichui meikara. So Rashi over there writes in Masechta Sukkah that the whole suffix is only when the also bo tamara mishakidesh hayom. That when the day started, when Sukkot started, the hadas was chopped at the top, and then it grew with tamara after Sukkot started. So just a very simple question. When is the zman of Dalet Minim? When's the earliest time you can fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Minim? No, when is it? The first day. Is it the first night? No, of course not. It's not. Yet, Rashi says that the way we define what's called nira v'nidche versus what's called dichui meikara is what was going on when Sukkot started at night. What does it have to do with the mitzvah of Dalet Minim? It should have been when the sun rises in the morning. So Rav Shechter suggests to be miyashiv this kasha, that the mechayev of the mitzvah of lulav and the mechayev of the mitzvah of shofar is the kedushas hayom of Sukkot or the kedushas hayom of Rosh Hashanah. That's what creates, that's what generates the mitzvah. Now, when can you actually do the mitzvah? Not the entire day, not every time you have kedushas hayom. Now, that has to wait till daytime. But you see, there's a difference between the mechayev of the mitzvah and when the mitzvah can actually be performed. Those are two different things. And with that, Rav Soloveitchik explained, you can answer a kasha that Tosus asks in Maseches Kiddushin. Rav Shechter is going to have 10 applications of this principle, that there's a difference between the mechayev and when you can actually do it. So application number one is this case, the case of why Rashi says, dafka when Kedushas Hayom starts. Why? Because Kedushas Hayom is the mechayev, but you just can't actually fulfill the mitzvah until the day starts. Application number two is, there's a Tosus in Maseches Kiddushin Daf Chav Tes, where the Tosus raises the question, where the Gemara over there quotes a pasuk to tell me that a woman is not chayiv in the milah of her child. So Tosus says, Of course she's not chayiv in the middle of a child. It's mitzvah to say shasman grama. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that a woman's not chayiv? You can only do mila during the daytime. So if you can only do mila during the daytime, mila, it's a mitzvah to say shasman grama. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, maybe what determines a mitzvah to say shasman grama is that the chiyuv of the mitzvah is only bayom. Not just is limited by time. Not just that the actual kiyum ha-mitzvah is limited by time. No, but that the very chiyuv ha-mitzvah is limited by time. It's true, you can only do mila during the day. But there's a chiyuv mila even at night. How do I know that that's true? That sounds a little strange. What does it mean there's a chiyuv mila at night and you can only do mila during the day? He says, I'll bring you a very pashut raya. The shita of Rabbeinu Tam in Chagiga Davdalet Amud Aleph is that if a person's brothers died as a result of Mila, and therefore he's unable to get a Mila, he's allowed to eat Truma. Because he's an Anus, he has no Chiyuv of Mila. So he's allowed to eat Truma. Normally an Arel is not allowed to eat Truma. Someone who's an Arel, who's uncircumcised, cannot eat Truma. But if a person has a good reason why he can't get a Mila, it's a, what do they call it, hemophilia? Is that right? So he's a hemophiliac family. So he has a good reason why he can't do a Mila. He's not an Arel, and he can eat Truma. So says Rav Soloveitchik, what if you have an Arel? Guy who never had a Mila, no excuse why he didn't have a Mila, but it's nighttime right now. Can he eat Truma at night? Of course not. He can't eat Truma at night. Why not? He's an Anus right now. He has no Chiyuv of Mila. No, the answer is, he does have a Chiyuv of Mila. He just doesn't have the capacity to do a Kiyum of Mila right now. But a Chiyuv, yes, he has a Chiyuv of Mila. That's his Raya. And based on that, he says, we can understand Tosos Masechah Zvachim and Daf Yud Beis. Tosos says, exactly like Rashi, that the Psul Dichui is only when the Dichui happens Bizman HaMitzvah, and not when it's Shalom Bizman HaMitzvah. By nighttime, it's not roi to bring any karban, so there's no psul dichoy because you can't bring belayla, because layla is not the zman of the chiyuv of the karbanos. But again, this idea, so far we have two applications. We have the application of niktam rosho of the hadas, and we have the defining time is nighttime, and we have the application of the woman with bris mila. Another application. There's a machlokas tanaim in Zvachim Daf Yud Aleph and Beis. The halacha is, we just learned in today's Daf Yomi, we just started Seder Kachim in Daf Yomi, so it's a great day to start Daf Yomi if anyone wants to. So the first Mishnah Masechta Zvachim tells us, what if you shach the karban shalol lishma? You have in mind, you're shachting one karban, you have in mind that it should be for a different karban. Kasher or pasul? So the Mishnah says, it doesn't count as your chiyuv, but it's kasher. With two exceptions. One of those exceptions is a karban pesach bizmano. If, when you're shechting Karban Pesach, bizmano, during the zman of the Karban Pesach, and you're thinking, oh, let this be a Karban Shlamim, let it be a Karban Ola, let it be something else, you're not yotze the mitzvah, and the Karban is pasul. Now, there is a machlokas. What if you shechted a Karban Pesach on the morning of Erev Pesach, shalol lishma? Now, wait a second. What's the earliest time you're allowed to actually bring the Karban Pesach? Erev Pesach? Chatzos, afternoon. Machlokas Tanaim, what if you shech the Karban Pesach shalol lishma in the morning? Does that count as a Pesach shalol lishma? Or does that count as a Karban Shlamim shalol lishma? Because a Karban Pesach, any time that's not the Zman of the Pesach, is automatically reverts to a Karban Shlamim. So do you view it as a Shlamim shalol lishma, which is kasher? Or do you view it as a Pesach shalol lishma, which is pasul? Ben Beseira says it's a Pesach shalol lishma and it's pasul. In the morning. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. So what are they arguing about? So that's perhaps arguing about this very issue, that Ben Beseira says that it's called the Pesach Shalol Shema, because granted you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of Karban Pesach yet in the morning of Erev Pesach, but the chiyuv of Karban Pesach already begins in the morning of Erev Pesach. Kiyum ha-mitzvah? No. But chiyuv ha-mitzvah? Yes. You have the chiyuv already. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua would say, no, the kiyum and the chiyuv are all at the same time at chatzos. And based on this application, number 4, says Rav Shechter, the Rambam makes so much sense. Because the Rambam in the 15th parak of Psulei HaMakdash and Halach Yud Aleph paskins like Ben Beseira. Again, Ben Beseira, who holds that the morning of Erev Pesach is already the Zman chiyuv Karban Pesach, it's just not yet the Zman Kiyum of Karban Pesach, right? That's what the Rambam paskins. and the Rambam paskins in Perikei of Hilchos Korban Pesach Halacha Tes that if someone is b'derech rechoka, he's part of Korban Pesach. What is derech rechoka? Says the Rambam, he's more than tes vav mil away from Yerushalayim on erev Pesach when b'shas aliyas hashemesh, sunrise on erev Pesach. What in the world does sunrise and Erev Pesach have to do with the Korban Pesach? You can't bring Korban Pesach till Chatzos. Ah, Rambam l'shitaso. It depends on sunrise of Erev Pesach because that's what the Zman Chiyuv Korban Pesach is. Not the Zman Kiyum, but the Zman Chiyuv. Application number 5. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yud Beis, Amid Aleph, tells us, Megadef Rabbi Avohu. Rabbi Avohu said, I don't understand. If Ben Beseira is going to tell us that a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach already is going to be Pasul Shalol L'shma. So, according to Ben Beseira, a Pesach Kosher Heichi Mishkachasa. How will you ever have a Kosher Korban Pesach? Because you have to designate the animal first. So if you designate the animal on the 14th day B'Shachris, it's Dachoy Me'ikara, because the Pesul Dichoy is only when it's Nidcha B'Zmana Mitzvah. That which is Pasul Kodim V'Chatzos is before the Zmana Mitzvah. So it should be Pasul Mitam Dichoy. But according to Rashi that we said before, it makes a lot of sense. Because the Kasha of the Gemara is that according to Ben Beseira, that the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach has already started in the 14th day in the morning, even though the Zman of the Kiyum Mitzvah has not yet started. So the Gemara could ask very well from the Din of Dichoy that we shouldn't passel Dichoy that it's Nitchadavka Bizman Hechsher Mitzvah, but even in the Zman of the Chiyuv Mitzvah, the reason of Dichoy should already apply. Application number 6. There is a Yerushalmi in the 19th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, parak Rav Elazar de Mila, that says the following. A little bit of background. The Bavli in Yevamos Daf Ayin Aleph has a suffix. What if you have a katan who's does not yet have a bris mila? He's within 8 days. Are you allowed to use shemen shel truma on him? Truma cannot be used on an arel, right? He's not yet in the zman of mila. So the Gemara raises that suffix, doesn't answer it. We don't know. Yerushalmi says, pashut, that it's mutter, that he's not yet an arel because he hasn't, the zman of mila hasn't arrived yet. Says the Yerushalmi, but the night before the bris, lel ches, you cannot use shemen shel truma on him. Then he's an arel already. What? The Zman of Mila hasn't arrived yet. The Zman of Mila is only the next morning. So now you see where this is going. The Zman of the Kiyum Mila is the next morning. But apparently the Zman of the Chiyuv Mila already sets in the night before. And thus the Yerushalmi says that he's already in Arel the night before. You can't use Shemen Shel Truma. Application number 7. The Yerushalmi in the first parak of Rosh Hashanah has a suffix. What if you have a mitzvah whose zman is on Shabbos day, and you hold like Rabbi Eliezer that machshirei mila are docha Shabbos? That not only are you allowed to do bris mila on Shabbos, you're allowed to do all the preparatory work for the mitzvah that's docha Shabbos. All the preparatory work can also be done on Shabbos. Can you do that preparatory work even the night before when the mitzvah can only be done during the day? Take Mila, for example, right? You can only do the Mila during the day. Rav Elazar holds machshirei Mila ardocha Shabbos. You can chop the wood to make the fire, to sterilize the knife, right? To do the Mila, all of that on Shabbos, according to Rav Elazar. Can you do it the night before? Can you do it Friday night? So what kind of suffix? Why would you be allowed to do it Friday night? It's not the Zman Mitzvah. Oh, it's not the Zman Kiyuv Mitzvah, but it is the Zman of the Chiyuv Mitzvah. Application number 8. There is a machlokas Rambam Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos. Kriyashma Shachris and Arvis, one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? Right? Do they count as two separate mitzvahs or is it one mitzvah? Kriyashma Shachris V'Arvis. Or also, Karban Tamid. You bring two Karban Tamids every day. Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. One mitzvah or two mitzvahs? Right? Do you say that Zman Shal Zu, Lo Zman Shal Zu, you cannot fulfill Tamid Shal Shachar during the afternoon or Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim during the morning, so therefore they're two separate mitzvahs? Or do we assume that they're one mitzvah? The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chavav Amar Aleph has a Shaila. A person misses Mincha. Can he daven a double Mariv? So the Gemara says, even though it's true that if you miss Mariv, you could daven a double shachris, that's because Chad Yomahu, it's all the same day. But over here, tefillah is a replacement of the karban. When the day is over, the karban is over. Or do you say, no, davening is rachamim, and therefore you could continue to daven a double davening? So the achronim are bothered just by the lashon of the Gemara. Over yomo batal karbanu. Is that true? When the day is over, the karban becomes possible? When can you no longer bring the tamid shel shachar? When the whole day is over, you can no longer bring Tamid Shel Shachar. No, it's Avar Zmano Batal Karbano. It's the Zman, the morning time, that you need to bring the Tamid Shel Shachar. It's not about the day. Why would you say Avar Zmano? So says Rav Soloveitchik, that according to the Rambam, we understand very well, the Zman Kiyum Mitzvah of the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim is different than the Zman Kiyum mitzvah of the Tamid Shel Shachar. They have different times where you could fulfill the mitzvahs, but the Zman Chiyuv HaMitzvah is the same. Each day, when the day begins, you now have a Chiyuv of two Karban Tamids. You have a Chiyuv of two Kriyashmas. That the Chiyuv kicks in right away. When do you do it? You have to wait for the Zman, for the actual Kiyum HaMitzvah. So how could it be that in the morning the Chiyuv is already there for the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim? Yeah, that's the Zman Chiyuv HaMitzvah. It's not yet the Zman Kiyum HaMitzvah. And says Rav Soloveitchik or says Rav Shechter, I'll bring you a Gevaldik Araya that that's true. That a Chiyuv could kick in at a time where it's not even yet the Zman of the Kiyum. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's Yom HaAtzmaut this week. This is Rav Shechter's favorite Yom HaAtzmaut Gemara. The Gemara Masech Sanhedrin tells us that when the Jewish people enter Eretz Yisrael, Gimel Mitzvos Nitzdav Yisrael B'Knisas L'Aretz. We have three mitzvos that we have to do when we enter Eretz Yisrael. You know what they are? Anyone know what they are? And hear what he said. No. Melech. So it goes like Lachazar Shalom Alek and Livnil San Beis HaBechir. So it goes in the following way. It's the Gimel Mitzvah, Lahamadah Melech, to establish a king, Lachazar Shalom Alek, wipe out a Malek, Livnil San Beis HaBechir. Build a Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Dafka B'Seder Azeh. It has to be in that order. Wait, if it has to be in that order, then it's Gimel Mitzvah and Sav Yisrael Bikni Sasan La'aretz. Upon entering the land, we have three mitzvahs? No, upon entering the land, we have one mitzvah. And then upon finishing that, we have a second mitzvah. And upon finishing that, we have a third mitzvah. What do you mean? Gimel mitzvah sasav yisrael. B'knisas on la'aretz. No, what do you see? B'knisas on la'aretz. The chiyuv of all three kicks in right away. The kiyum, that you have to wait. You have to wait till you do one, till you can do two. You have to wait till you do two, till you can do three. Same thing with Kriya Shema Shel Shachar Shabbos. New day comes, you have double mitzvah of Kriya Shema. You just have to wait for the proper Zman for each one. A ninth application. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Tzadi Gimel. Am I going over time already? Yeah, a little bit. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Tzadi Gimel says as follows. Machlokas Tanayim. The Chiv of Pesach Sheni. Also, soon going to be in Yana Diyama. The Chiv of Pesach Sheni. How does Pesach Sheni work? Is it a tashlumin for a missed Pesach Rishon, or is it a regel b'fnei atzma? There's a new holiday called Pesach Sheni. Nafkamina, two nafkaminas, the Gemara says. Someone converts between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. We're doing a conversion this week. Between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. In our basin, we're doing, so between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So they didn't bring Pesach, well, none of us brought Pesach Rishon, but I'm saying, let's say, Bismash Bismashkai, they didn't bring Pesach Rishon, they were Goy. So do they have to bring Pesach Sheni? Well, if it's a tashlumin for what you missed, they didn't miss, they weren't chayiv in Pesach Rishon. But if it's a regel b'fnei atzma, it's a new yantiv, so then they are chayiv. Or another nafkamina, what would be the other obvious nafkamina, not just a gershon eskayin, some a katan shenizgadah, someone becomes bar mitzvah. Normally, someone becomes bar mitzvah between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, they're going to darshan about Sfiras HaOmer. But no, this is also a gedrasha, right? Is it tashlumin, or is it a brand new chiyuv? So says the Sifri that there is a difference between those two cases. The Sifri writes the nafkamina of the gershon eskayin, but not the nafkamina of the katan shenis gadol. And the Tziv understands that the Sifri is a third shita, that there's a difference between the two. Why would there be a difference between the two? It says, because Pesach Sheni is a tashlumin derishon. It's certainly a tashlumin of Pesach Rishon. And memela, a gershon is gayer between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, is not chayiv in Pesach Sheni, because he was never chayiv in Pesach Rishon. but a katan shenisgadel is going to be chayiv. Why? Because the mechayiv for the katan already kicked in. He was a Jew in Pesach Rishon. The mechayiv was kicked in. He just, that mechayiv lacks an ability for a kiyum until a month later. But the mechayiv was there when he was a Jew, but the kiyum comes a month later when it's Pesach Sheni. And therefore the katan is going to be chayiv. Very similar, and this is the final application, to what the Rosh writes in Maseches Moed Katan, when it comes to a katan shenisgadel, B'toch Shloshim, Nebuch, Rachman al-Tzlan, a child, 12 years old and 11 and a half months, loses a parent, let's say. So he's no Chiyuv Avelus, he's a child. Then he becomes a bar mitzvah within the Shloshim. And normally you find out within 30 days about the death of a relative. Right then, when you find out, you start Shiva and Shloshim. Katan shenisgadel, Tok Shloshim. Maram Rutenberg says it has a din of a Shmuel Krova. He starts observing Shiva right away at his bar mitzvah and then Shloshim. The Rush disagrees. What is Maram Rutenberg thinking? Why would he have to observe Shiva and Shloshim? He was a Katan at the time of the Ptira. The Mechayev of Avelos didn't apply to him. And the Mechayev of Kiyum Avelos didn't apply to him. The Mechayev of Chiyuv Avelos applied to him because he was a Jew. The Kiyum kicks in as soon as he becomes a bar mitzvah. Again, a distinction between the general chiyuv and the ability to be mekayim the mitzvah. So these are 10 applications of this yesod and lamdus of a difference between a potential chiyuv and a potential kiyum. Okay.